We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop and Metal Shop Backstage Pass here, and I'm talking with Hugo Florimond, lead guitarist of a progressive tech death band from France, and they're called Fractal Universe, man. They have a new album called The Impassable Horizon coming out June 25th on Metal Blade Records. How are you doing today, Hugo?
I'm really great. Thank you for calling me today.
Absolutely, man. It's good to talk to you. You have quite a few guitars behind you. What's your collection like these days?
There is a few guitars. My main one, the one I use with Fractal Universe, is that one. This is a Ibanez Universe, the Steve Vai 7-string signature guitar.
Yeah.
And I have a few more, some classical guitar and folk guitar as well.
Nice, man. What's do you know the number? How many?
How many guitars I own? Honestly, I don't really know. One, two, three. There are seven here, maybe a couple more in another place. So let's say a small 10-ish.
It's a cool vice to have, man. It's a cool vice to have.
Yeah.
Nice collection. What do you remember what your first one was?
It's not here, but it's a really cheap, crappy old Gibson SG copy. But it's really awful, you know. It's barely playable. But I think it's still at my parents somewhere.
Yeah.
But I learned on this, and well, everyone has a first instrument when we begin music, so that's it.
What was your first riff? Do you remember learning?
Probably some AC/DC. I grew up listening to a lot of AC/DC in my teen years before entering the most extreme side of metal music. Maybe something like TNT from AC/DC.
Nice, man. Well, what opened your eyes to the extreme side of metal, as you would say?
Friends and family, like a lot of people. Actually, my sister, bigger sister, made me discover Pantera, Metallica, later more extreme stuff like Dimmu Borgir.
Nice.
And everything. So it's like a typical metalhead evolution, I think.
Yeah. Was there ever a point where you heard something that you weren't ready for? Like, whoa, this is too extreme for me, dude. I gotta wait.
I don't know. Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Oh, man, this is just noise. What's the point of this?
Yeah.
But I can't remember a special band. I have a funny memory. When I was a little kid, like, I don't know, 5 or 6, for some reason, I ended up in front of a metal band performing on stage.
What?
Something with family, concert, like shows, production and everything. And I remember I cried because I was scared of those Ooh. People screaming on stage, and they looked evil, and I remember I cried in front of the first metal show I saw in my life. But I was really small, like 5 or 6. What? This is a funny memory I have.
What were you doing in front of the audience? What your family was recording artists or something?
No, I don't know it. Well, my parents were part of a team who were promoters of a little blues festival, and there was some contest for bands to play in that festival.
Mm.
For some reason, there was a metal band. I don't know why, but it was a really long time ago.
Yeah.
I just have this very memory. I can't really remember the context of it.
Sure. That's crazy. Well, let's talk a little bit about the new album, man. So it's called The Impassable Horizon. And I was curious about, you know, obviously this whole past year and couple months has been crazy, and nobody's been able to tour, and a lot of people haven't been able to play in, you know, in person with people. How has the pandemic changed how your band is operated and managed to work?
Yeah, as you said, the last show we did was in March 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We had a tour. We were on tour with Obscura, an European tour, and it ended up just before the lockdown. We were extremely lucky to finish the tour, actually. Mm-hmm. And since the last date of this tour, we didn't play any shows, actually, but we managed to stay busy. Well, we had plenty of time to finish the album.
Mm-hmm.
We worked a lot on this third album, The Impassable Horizon. So it was recorded during the summer. And yes, we didn't play shows, but we took the time to properly set up the release of that album. And right after the lockdown here in France, we started an activity on Twitch.
Yeah,
the live stream website, and we just us with our instrument playing our songs, like a full set, just with one guitar and backing track.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually really fun. It's a great way to keep in touch with the audience, with our fans, and in that way we stay in shape for playing show as well, because we always need to practice. So and we do not depend on the band for earn a living. So actually the whole pandemic, except for the fact that we didn't play any shows, it didn't stop us in any way to work with the band. We also had plenty of time to work on the live show on stage in some venues. Without audience, of course, but that way we can just work on our stage presence, stage sound, light, and everything. And now I think we are ready to, when shows will open again, we are ready to defend this third album, I think.
Yeah, man, you guys kept the wheels greased, if you would say, you know, kind of made sure not to skip a beat and miss anything. So that's good that you guys kind of stayed, you know, as you would like kind of working out, like just stayed in good like stage shape.
That's it. Yeah, I think some musicians, it was really harder for us. Actually, it was really harder for some other musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Because for us, it wasn't that hard. Actually, we managed to keep doing the thing, and we can complain.
I'm glad to hear that, man, and I'm stoked. Hopefully sometime in the future we can hear the album live in Seattle. I mean, you know, who's to know? Things are kind of changing every day, it seems like. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed. And what can you tell us about the album, man?
Well, I think it's just the natural evolution that we had from our first EP. On the previous record, we write songs a little bit shorter, mm-hmm. With maybe a little bit more for little bit more of grooves and catchy riffs.
Yeah.
Epic choruses and everything. And I think the third album is following that direction. You will hear more diverse vocals, a little bit more of clean singing,
mm-hmm.
and also maybe a more melancholy mm-hmm. oriented vibe than the previous one. And of course, you will hear a lot of saxophone, which is the biggest addition of the band.
And you play saxophone, is that right?
It's the other guitar player and singer, Vince. He started to learn the saxophone like 1 year and a half ago.
Okay.
And he managed to raise his level at a point where he's able to play solos on an album. And I think it's amazing. But yeah, he plays some solos on that record.
Damn.
You can see him on the single we released yet. We release one single called A Clockwork Expectation with a music video, and you can see him play the saxophone in that clip.
It's like the Kenny G of death metal, man.
Yeah.
I love it, dude. Only a year and a half and he's able to play solos. That's pretty awesome.
Well, he's a really dedicated musician.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most hardworking person and musician I know. And he already has a really, really high level on guitar. And I think when you first mastered an instrument, it's a little bit more easier to learn a second one. And I think he definitely proved it.
Damn, man. Okay, so I'm curious about a question I have for you. Now, play along with me here. So in the United States, in thrash metal, you know, there's the quote-unquote big four of thrash: Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, and Slayer. Now, in France, I'm curious, in your opinion, so we're not going to get into any trouble with anyone. In your opinion, what's your big four of French metal?
Wow. Well, to be fair, I will not mention Gojira because they are in a whole new level.
Yeah.
even they are French, but I think they are on the international level now.
Yeah.
Now the big four of French metal bands, Gorod.
Yes. I love
for my
Gorod.
Taste, you know. Yeah. There was plenty of other bands who are a lot more popular, but for my taste, I'd say Gorod. Trepalium, I don't know if you know that one.
I don't. I'll have to check it out.
Trepalium. Yeah, it's a swing death metal band.
Oh, cool.
Heavy riffs, deep growl, but with a lot of ragtime. I don't know how to say it.
Oh,
ragtime vibe.
Okay, swing death metal. Oh, wow.
Trepalium. I love Hypnose. Hypnose with a 5 for the S letter.
Okay. I've seen that name
before. It's called you want me to spell it?
No, I've seen the name before. Hypnose,
oh, sorry.
With
okay,
a
yeah.
Five.
Hypnose. So that will be 3. And the last one, I'd say Igor. Igor.
Oh, yeah.
If you know that one.
With 2 R's, yeah.
Yeah, 3 R's. Exactly.
3 R's. 3 R's. My bad.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think those are my 4 all-time favorite metal, French metal band, and some of them that influences our work the most, I think.
Absolutely, man. So, okay, well, I'm not going to take up all your time today, but I do have one question for you that we ask everyone that we talk to, and I feel like you might have a kind of a cool one. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar.
Wow. I have several, actually.
Yeah.
What's the best story? I don't know. You want me to show the scar or something?
Sure.
I don't...
Let's see it.
It's on my foot. Yeah. I don't know if you see it. There's a lot of...
Oh, I see it. Yeah. That's
a
long.
Big scar here.
Yeah.
I broke my leg some years ago on a skate park, you know?
Oh.
I was skating and the funny thing is, I didn't fall on my skateboard. I was on my foot, actually, and I tried to climb something, and I ended up on the floor. I don't know how, and the leg was broken, and I had to get surgery because the bone has moved.
Yeah,
nothing really serious, but yeah, it needed a surgery anyway. I hope it's good enough for you.
Absolutely, man. How long did it take for you to be fully recovered from that?
Not so long. I kept the thing on my leg maybe 2 months, and okay. Then 2 other months of re-education to be able to fully recover. So it's not a big deal.
Were you back to skating after that, or were you done?
Actually, I didn't really skate.
Okay.
It was just for fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still go on for work with my skateboard from time to time.
Yeah. Right on.
It's just for going outside, and I don't do any tricks on anything.
That's how I am, man. I love skating, but I'll go to the skate park and skate around, but there's kids that are like a tenth of my age, like little yeah. kids that would just make me look like, you know, a scrub. So, okay. So again, it's Hugo Florimond from the awesome band Fractal Universe. They have the Impassable Horizon coming out June 25th on Metal Blade. You can pre-order the album. Obviously, we can't see you guys play live or anything like that, but what's the best way to support you guys right now? Are you guys still doing the Twitch thing?
Yeah, from time to time. Currently, we are quite busy with the release of all the singles and everything. But we still do some lives, yeah. We will do one tomorrow, May 12th.
Mm-hmm.
It's an in-depth analysis of our latest single. We'll talk about production, about musical theory on that particular song. So it's the 12th of May at 7 Central European Time.
Great.
So it will be 10, I think, for West Coast, I think. Mm-hmm. 10 in the morning.
Wake up, have some coffee, watch some breakdowns of the new Fractal Universe. I like it. Go to school.
And
it's like school for us to learn.
That's it, yeah. And if you want to support us, you can make some donation on during the live streams.
Yeah.
Or just share the word about our band, or maybe pre-order the record, yeah. If you can afford it, of course.
Buy a t-shirt, yeah. Buy a t-shirt, buy the CD, support the band.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, man. Have a good one, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Talk to you later. Have a good one. Hopefully we'll see you in Seattle sometime, man.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you. Bye. This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.